الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحسن إذا شئت سهلا. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما. I start with the name of Allah. I praise Him and thank Him. I ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and to protect his Muslim followers from whatever he feared for them. Inshallah, we want to talk today about another great man who died during the rulership of Al-Walid ibn Abd al-Malik ibn Marwan al-Umawi. Among those was the great companion Anas, the son of Malik, Al-Ansari from Al-Ansar, Al-Najjari from the clan of Al-Najjar, and Al-Khazraji, and he's from Al-Khazraj. As you already know, that Al-Ansar were two tribes or two people, Al-Aws and Al-Khazraj. Our master Anas was from Al-Khazraj. And his kunya is Abu Hamza. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام called him Abu Hamza because of a plant, a legume, or an herb that Anas used to bring and eat. And this herb has a sharp taste. It stings, so it has a tang in it, if you want. So that's why he called him Abu Hamza. Also, the word Hamza means the lion, so Abu Hamza would be meaning the father of the lion. So, but in the hadith, it is mentioned, Anas said that the Prophet called me Abu Hamza because of an herb or a plant that I used to eat, and it has a sharp taste. And he served Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was known as Khadim Rasulillah, the servant of the Messenger of Allah. His mother was Sulaym, the daughter of Milhan, and she was the wife of another companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Talha al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu. He narrated many hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He taught the Muslims many things about the life of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. He narrated from other companions like Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ibn Mas'ud, and many other people narrated from Anas this knowledge. He said, when the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام came to Al-Madinah, I was 10 years old. And when the Prophet died, I was 20 years old. It is confirmed in the hadith, and there are many versions of the hadith, that his mother, Sulaym, she brought him to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And she said, this is Anas. He is your humble servant. He is smart. So the Prophet accepted him to be his servant. And his mother said, Ya Rasulullah, ud'u lah. She asked the Prophet to make dua for Anas. And the Prophet said, Allahumma akthir ma lahu wa waladah wa adkhilhu al-jannah. So he said that the Prophet made dua for him. Oh Allah, make his money and his children plenty, and admit him into paradise. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, Anas رضي الله عنه, said, I have seen two of these, a lot of money, a lot of children, and I'm hoping to see the third one, which means to be admitted into paradise. One of the times the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام joked with Anas, and he called him, Ya ذَلْ أُدُنَيْن, O you, the man with two ears. And of course, normally humans have two ears, so why would he call him two ears? Just to draw his attention that to listen and be attentive to what he hears and understand the knowledge being given to him. When a person hears something, a person gets alert. So the hearing through the ear is one way of making people alert. Once a person gets alert, then listens and then understands what's happening and acts accordingly. One of Al-Ansar, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, said Anas went out with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Badr. And he was a young lad and was serving the Prophet. Because when the Prophet came to Al-Madinah, he said, I was 10 years. Badr came 2 years later, so he must have been 12 years old when the Battle of Badr took place. So someone asked Anas, did you attend Badr? He said, how could I be absent from Badr? He was serving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, the scholars of Sirah normally do not include Anas among the Badris because he was not an adult yet. He wasn't what? A person who participated in the fighting. He was there, but not as a fighter. And Imam al-Bukhari narrated that Anas radiyallahu anhu, he participated or he contributed to 8 of the campaigns of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Means he was in the army that the Prophet led 8 times of those campaigns. He was a trustworthy companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr, when he was a Khalifa, he appointed him to be the governor of Al-Bahrain. And then when Umar became the Caliph, he also appointed Anas. He kept him as the governor of Al-Bahrain. And both were happy with his rulership, they praised him. Then he moved to Iraq, Al-Basra, during the Caliphate of Umar, to teach people there, to make them fuqaha, or make them knowledgeable about the rules of the religion. And he had 4 houses, he bought, owned 4 houses in Al-Basra. And of course, if you remember, he was one of the companions that were harmed by Al-Hajjaj, the tyrant. And if you remember that he put something around their necks and around arms to humiliate Anas and other companions of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. Remember Jabir ibn Abdullah, along with Anas, Sahl ibn Sa'idi, and others. He, Al-Hajjaj, put things around their neck and sealed it so that people would look at them and then they would have, they look down to them. He meant to do that. But, as we're going to mention, Ali ibn Zayd ibn Yazid said, I was in the palace with Al-Hajjaj and he was, you know, looking at the people who were alive and they had fought him before. And Anas came and Al-Hajjaj addressed him with foul words. For example, he said, Ya Khabib. And he said, you wicked, about Anas. He said, you wicked. You go and do fitna. Sometimes you fight with Ali. Sometimes you fight with Ibn Zubayr. Sometimes you fight with Ibn al-Ash'ad. Means all of this against the Umayyads. So he called him wicked. And he said, I swear by the one who controls my soul I'm going to eradicate you just like the resin, the glue that comes out of the tree is taken out of the trees. And usually when this resin is taken out, sometimes take some of the bark, the surface of the tree. It means I want to, you know, finish you off. And he said, I'm going to skin you like the dog is skinned, the animal that looks like a lizard that you have learned that the Prophet didn't eat, but it wasn't haram to eat. So he said, I would just skin you like we do it to this animal that's edible. So Anas said, oh, governor, you are talking about me? He said, yes. Are you deaf? So Anas said, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah, we, you know, we belong and to Him we will return. That's it. And so then Al-Hajjaj got occupied with other things. So Anas left out. And then some people went out to Anas. And he said, but if it wasn't for my little children, I would have made him hear, you know, certain words that, you know, he would not dare afterwards to mock me. But I remembered my children and I worried about them. But for me, I didn't care which way he would kill me. And then Anas, as we mentioned, had in previous lessons that he complained to Abdul Malik, to the previous ruler, the father of Al-Walid. And he said, Abu Bakr ibn Ayyash, one of the great scholars of Islam and reciters of Al-Quran, he mentioned that Anas sent to Abd al-Malik complaining about Al-Hajjaj, and he said the following. He said, I swear by Allah, if the Jews and the Christians saw who served their Prophet, they would honor him. I served Messenger of Allah for 10 years. And look how I'm being treated. So Abd al-Malik immediately wrote to Al-Hajjaj very, you know, stern words, you know, humiliating him. And he's telling him, you go to Abu Hamza, to Anas, and you kiss his hand and you seek his satisfaction. And he said, you kiss his hand and his foot. So, or else I'm going to punish you. So Al-Hajjaj was very scared. So when Anas came, Al-Hajjaj was about to go and stand up and go to him and do whatever he was instructed in the message to do. However, there was a friend of Al-Hajjaj standing there, his name is Ismail. He said, you don't have to go to him. Anas will come to you. And then Al-Hajjaj said what he had to say to Anas. He made it like halfway for him. So Anas came and Al-Hajjaj received him well and so on. Anas radiallahu anhu came to the ruler Al-Walid, the son of this Abdul Malik to whom he complained. So he came when he was a ruler in the year 92, and he was, Al-Walid was constructing, ordering the construction of the Masjid of Dimashq, that is known the Umayyad Masjid in Dimashq, the big one. And he said, Makhul said, one of the scholars of Tafsir, he said, I saw Anas walk in the Masjid of Damascus, and I went to him and I asked him about making wudu after washing a dead Muslim. Do I have to make wudu? He said, there is no need to make wudu. So this is a narration just to show that Anas was taught about jurisprudence and the fiqh questions. Al-Awza'i mentioned, Imam Al-Awza'i, one of the great mujtahids, his madhab was known for 200 years, but then it was extinguished because the students of Al-Awza'i did not record just like the other students of the four schools. But he was a mujtahid, he is Beiruti from Lebanon, he's buried there. He narrated, he said, Ismail, this is the friend of Al-Hajjaj that we just mentioned, His name is Ismail ibn Abdullah ibn Abi al-Muhajir. He said, Anas came to Al-Walid, the ruler. And Al-Walid asked him, what did you hear from the Messenger of Allah that he talks about the Day of Judgment? What did you hear the Prophet say anything about the Day of Judgment? He said, I heard the Messenger of Allah saying, you and the Day of Judgment are like these. Means very close. The Day of Judgment is very close. Al-Imam Az-Zuhri, also one of the great scholars of Hadith, and he was a great faqih, tabi'i. He said, I came to Anas ibn Malik in Damascus, and I saw him crying. And I said, what makes you cry, Anas? He said, I do not know from the Messenger of Allah and his companions about the prayer except what I do. But you have changed, means the Umayyads rulers, have changed things about As-Salah. What was famous about them is that these rulers used to delay making As-Salah and then it's close to get out. They would not do it in the beginning of the time. Became like something in their features that they wait to do As-Salah until before it goes out, which is of course not the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Umayyad rulers, most of them used to do that except one of them, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz radiallahu anhu, the ruler that we will be talking about in the near future. So he was upset, you know, he was crying that these rulers are, you know, not following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Anas had a good companion, good student of his named Thabit al-Bunani. Thabit al-Bunani. And if you want to hear about what happened with Anas, mostly you will hear Thabit al-Bunani said and so on, because he was accompanying him most of the time. So Thabit said, Anas said, my mother brought me to the Messenger of Allah when I was a child, a young man, about 12 years old or 10 years old. And he said, she said, Ya Rasulullah, huwaydimuka Anas, aw Unais. She said, O Messenger of Allah, this is your little servant, and she called him Unais, which is like the endearment for Anas, like when you say John, Johnny. So this is the same way. So she said, this is your little servant Anas or Unais. فَدْعُ اللَّهَ لَهُ, make dua for him. So he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, اللهم أكفر ماله وولده وأدخله الجنة. So he said, oh Allah, make his money and his children large in number and admit him into paradise. So Anas said, I saw two of those. I saw two of those, a lot of money, a lot of children, and I'm hoping to see the third one to go into paradise. He said, فَوَاللَّهِ, I swear by Allah, Anas said, my money is so big, so large, that my palm trees and my vines, they give fruits twice a year. And it's known the palm trees just give one yield and the vines two. So he said, they will give twice a yield. And I have my own children, more than 100 children. My own children, not the extended family. I have 100, more than 100. Some narration says about 120. And he said that my daughter told me, he said, my daughter Amina told me that I lost, means my children died, until the time of Al-Hajjaj came, I lost 120 children. So that's how many children he had. And there are many versions of the hadith talk about how that he got a lot of money and children, and that he was hoping to get into paradise. Then another narration, Thabit, the student of Anas radiallahu anhuma, he asked Anas, did your hand touch the hand of the Messenger of Allah? Anas said yes, of course. And he was serving him, he was shaking hands with him, etc. So Anas, Thabit said, give it to me. And he kissed it. He kissed the hand of Anas. And also in other narrations he said, and he would look up, this is the eyes of Anas. These are eyes that saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he goes and he kisses the eyes of Anas. And so on. So this is the tabarruk that the Wahhabis, you know, do not approve of. These great companions and, you know, tabi'een are, you know, practicing them. And then Anas said, means another instance. Anas used to say, there is no night that passes by me, but I see my beloved, the Messenger of Allah, in the dream. And then he would cry after saying that. So every night that passes, he would see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the dream, and he would cry when he says that. And among his tasks that Anas used to do, he was known as Sahibu Na'li Rasulillahi wa Mitharatahu wa Idawatihi, that he was in charge of the shoes of the Prophet, the sandals of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also the container that he uses for istinja, for tahara. So Anas would carry those for the Prophet, wherever the Prophet went, whether it is in town, or while traveling, or in the battle, he always had these ready for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because he missed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to say, I would hope to see the Messenger of Allah, and I say, O Messenger of Allah, I'm your little servant. Means he is missing him. Imam Muslim narrated from Thabit, the same student of Anas, from Anas, he said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to me while I was playing with the children. So he said salam to us, and then he sent me to do an errand for him. So I was late for my mother. I was busy with running the errand for the Messenger of Allah. So I was late for my mother. So my mother was, she asked me, what kept you, you know, from me? Why are you late? He said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent me on an errand. She said, okay, what was the errand? He said, it's a secret. She said, okay, do not tell the secret of the Messenger of Allah to anyone. So Anas said to David, the student, I swear by Allah, if I had told anyone, I would tell you. I mean, I haven't told anyone until now, and I will not tell you about it. And this is important when a person is in the company of some leaders or some of the community, and they are expected to see certain things that others don't. And from the seerah of the Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used not to disclose these secrets to others. They would just keep it to themselves. And of course, it is a good quality, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in some hadith, and the companions and the scholars, they say, never tell the secret of your fellow Muslim. How are you going to trust you if you keep on telling your secrets? And of course, if you don't, then you become trustworthy to these people and they keep you around. If you disclose their secrets against their will, they're not going to keep you around. They're going to say, okay, too much. Just stay away. Al-Imam Ahmad, radiallahu anhu, said, narrated from Anas, that he said, I asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to intercede for me on the Day of Judgment. give me this shafa'ah. So he said, I will do it. I will intercede for you. So he said, I asked the Prophet, where would I look for you on the Day of Judgment? The Prophet said, you can find me exactly at the beginning of As-Sirat. So he said, if I don't find you, he said, I would be at the balance. He said, if I don't find you at the balance, he said, I'll be at the hawd, at the basin where people drink. And he said, I'm not going to be beyond those three places. He said, you cannot miss me. If you get one of those three positions, you'll find me. And this was narrated by Imam al-Tirmidhi, rahimahullah. Thabit again narrates that Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, I never saw a person's prayer so close to the prayer of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than the prayer of Anas. The prayer of Anas, the way he prayed, was the closest, very similar to the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed. Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin, one of the great Tabi'i Imams, his name is Muhammad ibn Sirin. He said that Anas had the best prayer, whether it is in town or while traveling. He always, not because he's traveling, makes it shorter or he does it in a hasty way. He just does it well, as he learned from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The father of Muhammad ibn Sirin was a slave of Anas ibn Malik. And Abu Bakr al-Siddiq had a female slave. So Anas wanted that Sirin, the father of Muhammad, to marry this female slave of Abu Bakr. So Abu Bakr asked Anas about Sirin. Means, this is my slave, so I'm in charge of her. Just she's like my daughter. So I want to make sure the man who marries her is qualified. So Anas, he spoke for Sirin, that he was a pious man and so on. So they got married and they were released. Abu Bakr, you know, freed the woman and Anas freed the man. So that's why Sirin became what's known the freed slave of Anas, Mawla Anas. So his son would become, you know, by blood, a Mawla, a freed slave of Anas. It means Muhammad could inherit Anas if Anas did not have any inheritance. And of course, Anas could inherit Muhammad if Muhammad did not have any inheritance. So he told us that the prayer of Anas was the best prayer, whether in town, settling, or traveling. Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi narrated also from Thabit al-Bunani radiallahu anhu. He said, Anas told me, O Thabit, take from me, learn from me. And you're not going to take knowledge more trustworthy than me. You're not going to find a person who knows about this knowledge more than me. It means close to you, accessible to Thabit. He said, I took it from the Messenger of Allah. And the Messenger of Allah took it from Jibreel. And Jibreel, we of course, learned it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he's telling him, my sanad is very strong chain of narration. One person called Mu'tamir, the son of Sulaiman, said that his father Sulaiman heard Anas say, مَا بَقِيَ أَحَدٌ صَلَّى إِلَى الْقِبْلَتَيْنِ غَيْرِهِ. He said, no one who had prayed to two directions of Qibla is still alive but me. Means all of them, you know, died because he was a young child. When the Prophet died, he was only 20 years old. So the companions of the Prophet had, you know, most of them died. Muhammad ibn Sa'd said, Anas made ihram from the area called Dhat al-Irq. And he said, we haven't heard him talking about anything. We see him just making dhikr until he got out of ihram. And he said, this is the way the ihram should be done. It means, you know, once you involve yourself in Hajj or Umrah, you keep on doing dhikr, all the things that glorify Allah and so on, you don't get involved in worldly chat, chit-chat and so on, wasting your time. He said, هَكَذَا الْإِحْرَامُ. This is the way the ihram should be. Also Thabit said, I was with Anas, and then his manager came. Means the man who's running his land, taking care of his money, his land. So he said, oh Abu Hamza, which is the kunya of Anas, oh Abu Hamza, our land is thirsty. There's no water. So he said, Anas went, made wudu, went to the, open land, and he prayed two rak'ahs, and he made dua. And he said, as soon as he made dua, we saw the clouds come together. And then the rain came down, and the rain, was all over, the place. So when the rain calmed down, stopped, Anas sent some of his family to check where the rain fell, in which land got the rain. He said, so he went to all over his land, and he found that every piece of his land got the rain and nothing beyond. The rain didn't go beyond his land. And that was in the summertime. Yes, Californians need such a dua. Imam Ahmad said that Anas radiallahu anhu, when he used to report a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would say haddathana, and then he would, finish. And after he finished, he says that phrase that you may hear people say, أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. You hear many people when they say قال رسول الله إنما الأعمال بالنيات, and then they finish, and then they say أو كما قال رسول الله, or like what the messenger said, to indicate that if I did not, I may not have reported the words of the Prophet, literally, word for word. So I'm telling you, this is the closest I know of the words of the Messenger of Allah. So this became like a sunnah, like something that the scholars followed later to say when they record the hadith or narrate the hadith. One of the rulers one time sent Anas some money that was part of Al-Fay. Al-Fay is the money that the Muslims get when the enemy leaves his land without fighting. So they just retreat, and the Muslims come and they take their lands without fighting. So some of this money came, was given to Anas from one of the rulers. So he asked, Akhumis, was this Fay divided into the five parts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ruled that it should be done? They told him no. He said, no, I cannot take it. I cannot take it. This has to be first divided and given to its deserving people. So he refused to do that. One of the scholars called Ibn Sakan narrated from a man called Safwan ibn Hubayra, from his father Hubayra, he said, Thabit al-Bunani, again a student of Anas, said, Manas told me, here is one hair of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a hair of the hairs of the Prophet. Put it under my tongue. So he said, I put it under his tongue, and then he said, Anas died, he was buried while the hair was still under his tongue. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu an Anas. When Anas died, he died in the year 93 in Al-Basra. He had a short stick of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he ordered that it would be buried with him. It would be, shrouded, and the stick would be with him. And again, you could see the tabarruk, seeking the barakah with the traces of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a practice that the companions did. So One of the great scholars, Mu'arrid al-Ajali, he said, when Anas died, he said, half of the knowledge went away today. He said, how? Somebody said, why do you say that? He said, when some, you know, innovators, some people who are misguided, would swerve or would say something different from what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we used to let come, hear it from the one who heard it from the messenger. Now, what are we going to do? Means we have to find another way. But this was the most convincing, that you say this is said by the Prophet, well, hear it from the one who heard it from him. Now he is gone. Radiallahu anhu. Wallahu subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. Inshallah, I'll stop here. We'll continue next week talking about more of the great companions or al-tabi'een who died during the rulership of al-Walid ibn Abd al-Malik al-Umayyad. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم